Welcome to Well-Dressed Fancy Dandies with Ken and Andy. Tonight, a very special episode.
With Andy and Ken. Well-Dressed Fancy Dandies with Andy and Ken.
With Ken and Andy.
Even though it doesn't rhyme quite as well, I still think that my title is Swell. There you go. There's your damn rhyme.
And Andy, why don't you explain why tonight is such a very special episode?
Why don't you?
Okay, well,
okay, Andy's, I will.
Andy's with
no,
us.
No, I'll go.
For one thing.
No, let me go.
Okay, you go ahead.
Okay, I guess our connection is pretty good. If I can interrupt you, I've missed interrupting you. Well, wait, why would you say it's a special episode? I think it's going to be pretty lame.
Well, there's several different reasons. You're with us, for one thing. That makes it special.
It does.
Yeah.
Well, special isn't a funny word, isn't it?
For another reason, we only have two episodes left to go before we take the summer off.
Oh, I see. When you say special, you mean like special ed. You mean like going on the short bus to school.
Yeah. Hey, will you
In that case, it's a very special episode.
Will you turn your video off because your
will
audience...
you?
Yeah, I'm turning my video
okay,
off.
Okay, mine too.
And you turn your video off, and that should improve our audio. Because you are phoning it in from Montreal, Canada, are you not?
I'm phoning it in every sense of the word, buddy. I'm in Montreal. I'm working for a living. Just for you to have somebody on staff that has a job, somebody you could point to, you know, if the government knocks on your door, if the tax man knocks on your door.
You're working on your little TV show, Einstein, for the CBS television network?
Yeah, working on Einstein. At the moment, I'm not. At the moment, I'm talking to you. It's Sunday. We're pre-recording this because we sort of had some challenges doing the show live.
Yes, and that's why we're taking the summer off.
Yeah, and I apologize for that. Not sincerely, of course.
Well, that's okay.
You're getting an apology.
We've been doing the show for 35 years, and we've never sat out a schedule. This will be the first time ever.
There you go. That must count for something.
Yeah.
You know, I worked for David Letterman. That was my first real grown-up job. Uh-huh. And he never, ever allowed anyone to sub for him. When he wanted to take time off, he just ran reruns. Nobody ever sat at David Letterman's desk, unlike, you know, for example, Johnny Carson would have sub hosts, you know. And that was because he didn't want anyone to steal his thunder, I guess. He didn't want anyone to kick ass at the job.
Really?
Yeah. That might be his reason. I don't know. I don't know why. But
then I may have made a little mistake in the people I got to fill in for us this summer.
Because they're extra good. They're really talented.
They're really good. Yeah.
Oh, God, God, God. Wait, they're not interesting, are they?
They're funny and interesting.
Ah, what did you do?
Oh, my God.
Checkmate. Oh, my God. We've been screwed.
I got Anthony Jeselnik and John Mulaney. They're going to be filling in for us all summer. They're good.
They're good. Yeah. You know, there are comedians, famous comedians with the same names as those guys.
No, I think it's them. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They're good. Oh, no, they're good. How can you promote that and then disappoint people when it's not them?
Maybe I should have gotten some bad comedians to do the show for us.
Wait, but really, who are you thinking of filling in for us this summer?
I can't say. The schedule has not been announced yet. It's going to be a big surprise.
You know what? As a favor to me, just so I will look better when I come back and people will miss me.
Uh-huh.
Could you get two mentally challenged people to sit in?
Oh, no problem.
Oh, that would be great. Could they be sort of bitter mentally challenged people?
No problem.
Oh, wait, hold on. I'm not quite done.
And yeah, thank keep you, by going. The way,
for, thank you for being flexible. Could they be bitter, mentally challenged people who can't figure out how to put calls on the air?
That's harder, but I could probably sabotage the equipment.
Oh, then I'm in like Flint. Oh, this is going to be gravy. Okay, then people will really miss us.
I mean, what you're describing is the greatest radio show ever.
It probably is. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It probably would be. I should be careful what I wish for.
Yeah.
Well, so, you and I come tantalizingly close to two mentally challenged people that are kind of bitter.
Well, tonight, given that it's we can't take calls, we're not in the studio, we're not together, we had an idea that we would watch a movie together and describe what we're seeing. We obviously can't listen to it at the same time that we're talking, but we wanted to give listeners the chance to also watch the same movie at the same time in sync with us.
So it's a fancy dandy movie club. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. So we've picked a movie. It's on YouTube. It's readily available.
It's free.
Right?
Yeah.
It's free. And we're going to watch it in a few minutes. We're going to start it. And we invite all our listeners to bring it up on YouTube. We'll give them a little time here to find it. And they can start it at the same time we do.
Yeah. The movie is called Kung Fury. Like Kung Fu fighting, and Fury, like anger.
Kung, like your nickname for your sexual organ, Kung.
No, that's...
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Baby, let me show you my Kung.
No, Kung Fu fighting, the song.
Oh, Kung Fu fighting. Yeah, that's another way to look at it.
Kung Fu, the martial art. The martial art Kung Fu.
Oh, yes, it could be used in that sense, too.
Right,
so this movie is called, it's not called Kung Fu Fighting. It's called?
Kung Fury.
Kung Fury. And do you know anything about this movie?
Two words, Kung Fury. Yes,
at least two words.
It came out about 10 years ago.
Yes.
It was funded with a Kickstarter campaign.
Okay, and it's 31 minutes long.
Right, 31 minutes long. It is
or 31 minutes short.
It's a parody of a 1980s action movie.
Wait, we're seeing a parody?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's not good.
Well, you wanted it. I think this is going
to
work.
No, we're supposed to make fun of the movie, but the movie is already a parody.
So what do you want to do? Start completely over?
Yeah. Well, let's find another movie.
Throw out everything that we've just done. We can't find another.
Let's do the first 30 minutes of the actual movie. Is that on YouTube?
No, there is no actual movie.
Well, what movie is this parodying?
It's not parodying any specific movie.
It's parodying a genre?
I guess so, yeah.
Wait, it's like saying we're going to make fun of the movie Airplane.
Well,
it doesn't make sense.
I wasn't going to make fun of anything. I'm actually really looking forward to seeing Kung Fury. I don't know if
we're going to be like appreciating it. So it won't be like ridiculing or mocking it.
I see. You wanted us to mock something.
Well, what the hell else are we doing? Why did you invite me to your party?
I thought it would be fun just to describe what we're seeing.
I don't think so. It's a parody. It's like making fun of a comedy.
I told you last night what I
didn't know what it was. You just told me the title. It sounds like a legitimate Fu movie.
Oh no, it's yeah, no, it's like, yeah,
it's
I don't
like
know.
Somebody made Airplane.
Yeah, but it's only 31 minutes long.
But there are other movies 31 minutes long. Off the top of my head, Robo Whores, I believe.
This one, well, Robo Whores is a parody?
No, Robo Whores is not a parody. I find some parts of it amusing.
Robo Whores is a parody of Spaceballs and Afro Whores.
I'm not going to lie to you. I haven't seen all of Robo Whores. I lose interest. I usually lose interest after about 8 minutes.
Did I mention that Kung Fury has Nazis in it?
Yeah, funny Nazis that they're making fun of.
Oh. So wait. Do we have to stop the show right now?
No. We're not going to abort the show. This because this is just golden what we have so far. let's just find some random stuff on YouTube.
Oh God.
Wait a minute. Oh, just anything God. Else. Wait, I'll just tell you anything else.
Okay.
I mean, Jesus. Am I wrong?
Well, it did occur to me that this is a parody and maybe that
what were we going to say about it? Oh, they're funnier than us. That's all we could say.
Well,
I wish I had thought of that. That's another thing you'll hear me say.
I looked at some scenes in Kung Fury and it had all sorts of great visuals. It had all sorts of wonderful cinematography and ridiculous visuals.
Exactly, ridiculous visuals.
I thought it would be fun.
Funny people. All right, fine. Here we go. We'll watch Kung Fury.
No, not if you didn't. Now I don't even have it queued up anymore. Now you've gone and ruined everything.
I've ruined a lot. I don't know if I've ruined everything. I've ruined quite a bit. I'm not going to lie about that. Do you want to watch an arrest video? They're about 30 minutes.
Okay. You tell me the arrest video to watch.
Okay,
yeah, I after last week, you got me interested in arrest videos, and I looked them up, but they're so damn long.
Well, that's the beauty of it. They're completely uncut. Everything else you see in every other medium is edited. Isn't it great when the handcuffs come out?
Watch any of them. I couldn't even start. They're all like 30 to 60 minutes long.
Well, here, let's watch it. That's exactly what we want. Oh, but then it's so boring until the handcuffs come out.
Yeah, it's so boring. Whereas Kung Fury starts, you know, it starts with a cop killing in the first 10 seconds.
Yeah, it's a funny cop killing.
It is a funny cop killing.
Well, I know. What the hell are we supposed to be doing with that?
It's a bunch of armed skateboarders, and one of them uses his skateboard to flip the cop car up in the air, and then
It sounds great, but it sounds like funnier people than you or I have already worked very hard on that.
Oh, God.
Wait, am I wrong?
I wish you had checked the movie out last night.
Of course you do. I wish I did, too. I wish, you know, rainbows would come out of my ass.
I did find a mostly silent episode of Black Mirror that's not a parody. It's about killer robots.
But that sounds really good.
It is really good.
Oh, yeah. Let's just watch an old episode of Andy and Mayberry or Gilligan's Island. Let's just watch Gilligan's Island. Let's watch the pilot for Gilligan's Island. That would be interesting to me.
Is it on YouTube?
I don't know. Hold on, baby. Hold on, my beautiful friend. Hold on, baby. Hold on. Gilligan. Wait, how do you spell Gilligan? G-I-L-L.
I-G-A-N.
I know. It's an interesting thing. Gilligan's Island. Isn't it interesting? I mean, that...
I freaking hate Gilligan's Island.
Well, that's the thing. That'll be fun. It was actually a brilliant idea for a show,
wasn't
it?
There we go. Gilligan's Island pilot.
Yeah, here we go. How long is it? 29... Oh, the unaired. Here, did you watch the... Wait, revisiting the unaired Gilligan's Island pilot. Can you find that one?
And then it says, yeah, I do have that, but it says it's not the actual pilot, Grandma, and it also has some idiot already doing what we want to do over it.
Oh, that's not good.
No. You know, what we're doing here is not good. I think we have to abort.
No, baby. Hold on. This is great. Hold on. Just give me another pilot Just get, how about, oh, I know what. I Dream of
Tahiti.
Jeannie. No, I Dream of Jeannie.
Oh my God, I Dream a Genie.
Yeah, that's every guy's fantasy. Hold on. Imagine a woman.
These are just the worst freaking shows of all
No,
time.
no, no. No, no. You're not thinking. Imagine a woman that you rub a bottle. Come on. Are you telling me
Oh.
you have not had this fantasy? You rub a bottle, a woman comes out, and she will do, a beautiful woman comes out in a two-piece, and she will do your bidding. She's there to do your bidding.
Yeah, no, thank you.
What?
I don't want to do this with I Dream of Genie.
Why? It's
We
perfect.
were supposed to have worked out what we were doing this to yesterday, and I found a couple of things. The one
Okay,
that I
what's
was,
another? What was your second plan?
well, my second plan was Metalhead from Black Mirror, but like you say, that's really good, even though
Yeah.
it's mostly silent. I was
Yeah.
thinking
Oh, that's why
of,
you liked it.
yeah, it has no dialogue. I mean, it's not silent, but it has almost no dialogue at all.
Oh, come on. I Dream of Jeannie.
Oh God.
No. It's every,
Please
is it, you're
no.
telling me that's not, you have not, you don't fantasize about that. Hank's out of town. Hank's with her friend. She's on vacation. Don't you fantasize? Oh, I wish I had a bottle. I rubbed the bottle.
No, I don't fantasize about that. Sorry.
She'll do anything. She blinks her eyes. Anything you want. Anything you want, Ken Friedman.
Yeah.
She would take the midnight shift without complaining. She doesn't care what her
Wait,
shift is
what?
on the
She would take the
schedule.
midnight shift?
Yeah. She doesn't care. You could change her time slot every month and she wouldn't complain.
Hang on, now you're talking.
Exactly. She wouldn't go on and on talking between songs. She would just play the music.
Oh
She'd be the
my
perfect DJ.
God.
She'd be Jeannie.
And this was a TV show?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Here we go, season one. It's he's an astronaut and he lands.
I can't do this with I Dream a Genie. I Dream a Genie is a comedy. What are you talking?
Yeah, but it's such a great.
Kung Fury is a comedy.
No, but I Dream of Jeannie is it has an innocence to it that we can enjoy. Kung Fu is very knowing. It's a
Kung
big
Fury.
Kung Fury. Yeah, it's a big long 30-minute wink. Oh, there must be a documentary or something. Wait, let's watch the first. I know what it is. Let's watch the first 30 minutes of the Get Back documentary. Let's watch The Beatles.
That's on what, Disney Plus?
Oh, wait. Oh, it's not on YouTube?
Yeah, no, it's not on YouTube.
Oh, well, I don't know how to get. Well, maybe I can get Disney Plus. Hold on. Come on. And then we can talk about The Beatles.
Well, no,
By
because
the
then
way,
nobody can watch it with us.
it's okay, everyone. Oh, that this you don't need people to watch with us. Hold on.
This has turned into a disaster. I think we should,
Oh no, are you being serious?
I really think we
Oh
should
no. Wait, you want to
just,
pull the plug?
yeah,
It's
we,
pretty fun. I think it's very entertaining.
do you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Jesus, Ken, if I get a bad diagnosis, if I have a doctor being concerned about me, would you pull the plug on me?
Oh yeah. I'd ask the doctor, how long has he got, doctor? And I'd say,
And
if
the
the
doctor would
doctor,
say, I don't see him lasting more than 4 or 5 years. And then what would you do?
I'd say, that's it. Put him down.
Know.
Four or 5 years.
I know. Yeah.
Where's all my playlists? Where's all my YouTube playlists? Jesus.
I'll watch anything on YouTube. Just tell me something you watched recently. Wait, let's watch all the stuff that you mentioned that you were raving about yesterday. I mean, last week. What are some of your favorite ones? Let me watch them. Wait, what were you
Well,
into? Pimple popping? What the hell were you into? I can't remember.
oh, there was earwax removal.
Okay, earwax removal. Okay, I've never seen it. Ear.
No, I'm looking for my I'm looking for my playlists. Oh, there they are. Whew.
Okay, just give me
Okay.
the just give me one title.
Looking, looking. See, most of the things that I watch are so, they're so short.
That's okay. What's the longest one? That's okay. Let's just watch one. Come on. I'll go down your playlist.
Well, this is all
You intrigued
music.
me. No. You intrigued me with
No,
your earwax.
this is all music stuff.
Okay, well then don't read those. Read the other ones.
I'm trying, and
There
I'm
you
having.
go. There you go, son. You're doing great.
No, I'm having.
You just scroll down until you see one that's not music. You're doing great, son.
Yeah, I'm having.
You keep going, buddy. Don't get discouraged.
Sorry, my remote has run out of power.
There you go. There you go. That's the final nail in the coffin. There it is.
I can barely scroll.
There you go. Well done. And who didn't put the batteries in the remote before
My
the show?
wife.
There you go. Now you're learning. Your wife. Your
Yeah.
damn wife.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Give me one.
You and ah, damn it.
There you
Come
go.
on, come on. One more. There we go. You and office safety.
Yeah.
1968, infamous.
Wait, hold on. You, YOU, and then the word
You,
AND.
yeah, you and office
Office.
safety.
This is something you've watched.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
In fact, I have more than watched
Oh, I'm sure you have, buddy. Okay, you and office safety, and then what's after
it.
that?
It's on the Periscope
I know, but
film.
tell me what else it's
Yeah,
I should be looking for. You and office safety, and then
you
there's
in
something
office
else.
safety, 1968,
Okay. Hey, maybe
infamous.
you and I can more than watch it together at the same time. Go
When I
ahead,
say
1968. Go ahead.
infamous
In
office.
wait, I don't know how to spell infamous.
Oh my God.
Infamous, got it. Infamous, go ahead.
Office worker training film.
Wait, that's the whole title?
No, there's more, but that'll be enough to get you there.
That's the longest damn thing I've ever seen. Okay, that's the title?
Yeah.
Wait, my finger is tired from typing. Okay, I'm looking. Okay, you and office safety. That's it. I got it. It's 8
Yeah.
minutes long.
Yes, that's it.
Okay, I'm ready to roll.
Go to
You tell me.
seven seconds in.
Okay, let me turn down the sound. Should I turn down the sound?
Turn down the sound. I'm going to turn off my sound so that we don't echo
Okay,
on
I
each
am now
other.
1 second in. Oh, I'm sorry. You want me 7 seconds in.
7 seconds in.
Okay, hold on, my friend. Hold on, my beautiful friend. Hold on, my friend. Five, six, seven. Got it? Oh,
Okay.
wait, I went 8 seconds. Oh, wait, I went 8 seconds.
And we're doing this so that listeners can watch it along with us.
Okay, but let's go. I'm at 8 seconds. So we are on YouTube, and the name of this film is YOU, U and AND, Office Safety, 1968. And it's 8 minutes long. And before we hit play, we're at 8 seconds. Are you at 8 seconds, Kenny?
I'm at 7 seconds, but give me
Well,
a
what do I do
second.
about this?
I'll go to 8 seconds. Hang on a
Okay.
second.
You just go to 7 seconds and make a left, make a Louie, and you're right there at 8 seconds.
Well, no,
Okay.
that would be 6 seconds.
Oh, you're right.
There we go.
You're right. You make a Ralph.
I'm at 8 seconds.
Okay. Now tell me why you selected this film. Why don't you tell the class why this is your choice?
I like industrial safety films
Okay.
because it shows people having insane accidents
I love it. Yes, you're right.
and people injuring themselves. Sometimes
Yes.
they get decapitated.
Yes.
I like the audio also. When I said that I did more than watch this movie, I
Oh,
didn't.
baby. Oh, baby. I understand exactly what you mean.
No, I don't think you do, because what I
No, you're
meant.
watching people. I know what gets you off. People having accidents.
That's not my thing, actually.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I played the audio to this on my radio show. That's what I meant when I said I did more than watch it. What I meant was,
Oh, did you watch? Did Did you play the whole 8 minutes on your radio?
No, I just played a couple of minutes.
Wow. And just remind us, when is your show on? When can we hear this kind of entertainment?
Well, Andy, thanks for asking.
Sure.
For quite some time now, I've been doing Wednesday mornings.
Wednesday mornings.
From 9 a.m.
Yeah.
To 12 o'clock noon.
And you sometimes will play the soundtracks to 40-year-old industrial short subjects.
Yes.
Fantastic. That's Wednesday at 9 a.m. Okay.
Yes.
Set your alarm, guys. You don't want to miss that. It sounds fascinating, Ken.
But if you're a really
And then every March, you go on the air, the same time slot, and you ask people to donate money.
That's true.
Wow.
But
unbelievable.
I have one caveat, Andy.
Yeah.
That if you're a really big fan of industrial safety film soundtracks.
Yes. Yes.
I do more than that. Sometimes you might be tuning in for an industrial safety film soundtrack, and you might hear me playing something else.
Yeah.
Like guttural screaming.
Yeah. And then every March you're on the air saying, hey, help keep the broadcast tower powered up.
Well, not in so many words, but
hey, help us stay on the air.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Okay, so now that we've killed time.
When you were born, did the doctor say, Mr. and Mrs. Friedman, I don't think this boy has any shame at all. He looks normal. I mean, he's physically healthy, but he was born without shame.
Well, he did say that, although
I'm sure he did, a
slightly more medical way.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
But that and is what he was.
What does a boy, doctor, what could a boy possibly do to make a living if he was born without shame? Well, he might be able to run a nonprofit radio station.
Well, that wasn't the first thing he said.
No, I'm sure. Oh my God. Okay. So wait a minute. So everybody has had time. They're on YouTube. Now the only problem, the only little hiccup I see maybe is you and I are not going to, we paid sort of a premium price on YouTube to avoid commercials.
Right.
But other people might hit a commercial.
That's true.
So they'll have to, but they can't fast forward through the commercial.
Right.
They'll have to play catch up after the commercial with
us. It sucks to be them.
It sure does.
Let's just hope.
It sucks to be our listeners. That's our motto.
Here's the good thing about 40-year-old industrial training films, Andy.
Yeah.
They're so unpopular that they might not be monetized. So probably there will be no commercials at all.
Well, wait a minute. I now lost my... Oh, here, I'm ready to go. Okay, I'm at 8.
YouTube only puts commercials into things that they think people want to see. Nobody wants to see this.
Okay. I don't know if that's true. I thought commercials are... Once it hits a certain amount of viewers. You're saying this is just not many viewers. I have... At least in my version that I'm looking at, I have 17,000 viewers.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Oh, it's nothing. Okay, wait.
Yeah, 15,
oh, wait, I just hit the wrong.
15,000 of those are me.
Yeah, I'm sure. Because you do more than watch it. Hold on. Okay, here we go. Wait, I'm starting over. Hold on. Hold on, baby. Hold on, my friend. 7, 8, 8.
Okay. So now what we're looking at.
Oh, I went to nine. You have
to go God.
To
back it up. Back it up.
I don't know how to back it up.
Go to 0 and then go to 8.
Oh, for the love of crack. Okay, hold on. Okay, 0, 1, 2. Oh, it's going in sequence. That makes it easier.
Right.
4. Okay, I got it. Okay, 8. Oh, I went to 9 again. I went to 9. You go to 9, son.
Okay.
Okay,
so we're looking at a hallway in an office building.
Exactly. There's a guy in a trench coat and with a briefcase.
There's two workers heading towards each other. They're dressed like the 1960s. They're wearing trench coats.
I can see why you do more than watch it. And then
briefcases.
Okay. I'm at 9 seconds. It's called You in Office Safety. And do you want to do a countdown so our listeners can watch with us?
Yeah, you do the countdown. How are you going to do the countdown?
It's going to go, I'm going to do this and listen carefully. It's going to go 3, 2, 1, ready, set, and go, go, go. And on the third go, we hit play.
Okay. So it'll be
like, okay, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Ready, set, and go, go, go. Okay, we're rolling.
All right. It's a busy hallway inside an office building. People are walking around. It looks like they're arriving for work.
You're doing play-by-play in case our listeners...
There's a freeze frame.
Yeah, freeze frame in case our listeners are not following along.
There's a pencil on the floor.
Oh, no, that could be very dangerous, right? Someone dropped a pencil?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad someone picked it up.
She picked it up, and then the door opened.
Yeah, the door opened, and she spilled coffee all over her boss.
It looks like water.
Yeah, I assume it's the boss because he's a white, older white male.
Yeah, it's water.
Yeah, and, that's a white male.
Now a woman is opening the top drawer of a file cabinet.
She's kind of hot. I can see. I'd like to do more than watch her.
Oh my gosh, she tripped over an electrical cord.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
she's dead. She's not quite dead. Blood everywhere. Oh no! Here comes the police. Here comes the CSI team. They're going to try to solve the case.
I think we're watching something different. Oh my God! His fingers are stuck inside a door.
Yeah, somebody closed the door on his hand.
Oh, now there's hot coffee. That can't
be good. Now there's hot coffee. Yeah, this is trouble ahead, baby. Wait! This is a parody. Hurt. Wait, this is a straight-up parody, isn't it?
No.
This was all done straight?
Well, it was done in 1968. Everybody was stoned.
Okay. Oh, there's a couple. Wait, there's a couple having sex. Oh, they're not using a condom. Oh, my God. That is dangerous.
We're obviously not watching the same thing.
Oh, wait, I flipped to something else. Hold on. Okay, I'm back. I'm back.
There's an efficiency chart. Oh, there's a highlighter on the floor now.
Oh no, she's gonna trip over that. Is it gonna be 8 minutes of this?
Somebody tripped over an umbrella on the floor.
Yeah. Oh, so this is a short film that teaches you not to leave your umbrella on the floor.
Yeah, this is not. Umbrella in the face.
Wait a minute. Is this really done straight?
Like I said, Andy, it was made in 1968.
Now one of the workers has four broken fingers.
No, he has eight. She broke the fingers on his other hand. This guy's kneeling underneath an open file cabinet. Bad idea. Oh, he's standing up. He bumped his head. Wait,
Ken, this is not done straight. Ken.
Yeah.
They were in hysterics making this. Nobody played this straight.
They were all tripping. This is 1968, Andy.
Man, this is the Kung Fury of PSAs. Oh, for the love of God. There's a guy, he tripped over a low filing cabinet.
Okay.
Oh, now he fell on top of the secretary.
You want to turn it off?
Well, no, I don't. I want to see earwax. I want you to use this opportunity to put batteries in your remote control.
I can't put batteries in it. I have to charge it.
Then use this opportunity to get a charger and charge it while we're talking.
Because I don't even know where the charger is.
I would have to look.
We're stuck. We're stuck doing, and I don't even know if I'm going to want to air this.
Can I just pitch something?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just pitching it. And don't say no. Just consider it.
Swivel chair accident.
Yeah, of course, swivel chair accident. Listen, of course, you're gonna just say maybe. Okay, I think you looking for the charger might be more entertaining than this.
Well, I can't carry my laptop around with me while I look for the charger.
Do you have a spouse in the house?
I don't. I'm alone in the house. Because I told them that we would be watching an industrial safety film.
No, you didn't. You told them you'd be watching Kung Fury.
That's true. I told them I was watching Kung Fury, so they left.
How I envy them. How many minutes into the show are we?
Oh, we're quite a ways. We only have 19 minutes left.
Wait, why don't we take some calls?
Okay, let's take calls right now.
Okay, what's our number?
Well, the number in the studio is 201-209-9368. Andy and
201-209-9368. We're recording this 3 days earlier than you're listening to it.
Oh my gosh, right? Andy, the industrial safety film is getting really interesting now.
Yeah, it's not getting interesting.
It is. A trash can caught fire.
Yes, exactly. Oh, it's like a Marx Brothers movie.
Because this is back when you could smoke in the office.
But wait, this is like the stateroom scene of the Night at the Opera. This is just a Marx Brothers movie.
It's a 1968 industrial safety film. These are actually things that they worried about in offices back in 1968. See, they're putting the fire out.
Yeah, he's urinating all over it to put out the fire. Would that put out a fire, by the way?
What?
If there was a small fire in your house right now.
Yeah.
A small little fire.
Right.
Could you urinate on it and put it out?
Yes, that would work.
Would you call me? I wouldn't help you, but I'd love to watch.
You think your urine is flammable?
I don't know. I don't know the answer.
You've never peed into a fire.
Have you?
Yes.
Wait, and it's like extinguishes the fire?
Yeah. It's mostly water. It's a non-flammable liquid.
You know what I do at parties sometimes? It's like a little party trick.
What?
I can't always do it, but I can sometimes do it. I can make a urine squirt out of my penis.
That's not a trick. That's not a trick. And most
people respond to it.
Most people with that organ can do that.
Oh, that explains. Now I'm thinking back. Hold on. Yes. You're probably right. It didn't amaze them. I would say that's true.
It probably repulsed them.
Okay, I'm playing it back in my head. You're not wrong, Ken. And then that was the last party I was invited to. It was over 11 years ago.
Yeah, who told you that it was a party trick?
I thought it would be amazing. I thought they'd be amazed. In hindsight, there was no reason for me to say ta-da.
So when you go to the movies, which I assume you do.
Yes.
At the end of the movie, you go into the bathroom.
Yes.
There's a bunch of urinals.
Wait. You wait till the end of the movie?
I try. Yeah, I do try.
Wait, don't you have a cup of, don't you have a cup? Didn't you get a cup as you entered the theater? Those empty cups, the urine cups that they have on the counter?
No.
The urination cups?
That's for soda. That's for a Coke.
No, I'm talking about like an AMC, like a multiplex. They have cups at the counter.
Yeah, but that's so you can have a Coke.
The urination cups.
No, it's for a Pepsi.
What the hell are you talking about now? What do you do? Why would you urinate into your Pepsi? What do you do? Like you're watching the movie, you're an hour in and you have to go.
You hold it in until the movie's over.
Why would you not use your urination cup or one of your urination cup? I usually take three or four.
Because that's taboo. That's just not done. It's improper. You could be arrested for that.
I've never been technically arrested. Is being trespassed the same as being arrested?
Trespassed.
Trespass. When you're trespassed? You've never been trespassed out of a movie theater?
No.
Oh, what's I've been that? Trespassed out of, well, when you're trespassed, that means you can't come back. I've been trespassed out of many AMC theaters. I'm down actually to 7 AMC theaters I can go to.
Well, this is probably part of the reason why.
It probably is.
Do they catch you doing that?
I don't read the whole. I don't actually read the citation, but you're probably right.
You're not allowed to expose yourself.
In hindsight, always 20/20. You're absolutely right. Okay, live and learn. Well, who is doing the public service announcements now? It's me and you, aren't we?
Yeah, the movie's over.
Yes, resist if you can the urination cups, even though they're free. And they're offered for free at every counter at the AMC theater.
Well, they're not really free. I mean, you're supposed to buy them so you can, you pay for the Pepsi, they give you the cup, and then you go and fill it up. They're not free. You've been stealing cups.
If you're just tuning in, Ken Friedman is doing his impression of the manager of the AMC theater on Route 10. Because that's exactly what that guy sounds like, Ken.
I've never met him. I was actually trying to do an impression of
Yeah,
the.
they're supposed to be for Pepsi. They're supposed to be for sodas, and they're not free. And you can't expose yourself like that. That's my impression of the manager.
Oh, that's not what he sounds like.
Your trespass from this AMC.
Okay, here we go, Andy. Another video to watch.
Oh,
Oh my
good. I'll do
God,
it.
this one
Here we
looks
go.
great.
Okay,
Okay.
here we go. Fine. Yeah, good. What is it?
This is what you want to search for.
Okay, I'm searching now.
Unbelievable amount of earwax extracted from this ear.
Wait, hold on. I have to spell unbelievable now.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Unbelievable amount.
UNBE
I got it. I got it. I got it. Amount
of
of e oh, I
earwax.
got it. From this, okay, and it says from this year. It actually
No,
misspelled it,
ear.
right?
No,
I
it
know,
says.
but the one I have is misspelled. Hold on. Unbelievable
No,
amount.
it has 35,000 views.
Yes. If you look at it, it's misspelled. It's spelled year, YEAR. But wait,
No.
is yours 6 minutes and 36 seconds?
Yes, that's it.
Okay, ready to go. I'm ready to hit play. Hold on.
Okay, well,
I'm hitting play. Hold
let's
on.
give our
Okay,
hang
I'm at
on.
2 seconds.
I'm at
Oh my
one.
God, it's
Wait a
already
second.
horrific. Oh my God.
Hang on.
Oh, this
Hang
is
on.
worse than any rabbit hole you could have pulled me into. Oh my God.
Wait, let's give our
No,
listeners
no, no.
a chance. Let's just give them
No,
another.
no, no.
We're getting ready to watch the YouTube video.
Okay, it's called Unbelievable Amount of Earwax.
One word.
Yeah, earwax is one word.
Extracted
Oh my God. From this ear,
from this ear.
it's
And
35
then
million views.
three exclamation marks after the word ear.
Okay, and you don't want to do more than just watch this. You don't want to do anything else to this. Oh my God, I'm at 2 seconds and it's already horrific.
Okay, so give us the countdown. Are you going to do the same countdown
Yeah, of course, a
that
traditional countdown. I'll say 3, 2, 1, ready, set, go, 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 and on the third go.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Okay, when me saying ready doesn't count. That's not
That
part.
doesn't count, no.
Yeah, but that when I say ready, I mean I'm get ready for the actual countdown. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. Ready, set, go, go, go. Oh no. Oh no. Oh God.
Okay, so we're looking inside somebody's
No.
ear.
No, God.
And it has so much earwax in
Oh
it.
my God, it looks like a scene from Alien.
Oh, and they're sticking a probe in
Oh
it.
no, baby. Oh my baby.
Oh,
What have you brought
man.
me into? You don't watch this for pleasure.
I do. Oh, look at all this
No,
earwax.
no,
They're
no, 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 no.
pulling
No,
out.
no.
It's
It's
kind
sweet.
of green
Oh my God, they're
earwax.
digging it out. It's like digging a pothole. Oh my God, it looks like a pothole in Montreal.
Oh, this guy's going to be, whoever's ear that is, he's going to be able to hear so much better once they get all this out of there.
Oh
It's
yeah,
kind of, is it?
I hope the first thing he listens to isn't your show.
The earwax is kind of green and
Oh my
orange.
God, it looks
Oh,
like
man.
walnuts. It looks like somebody jammed walnuts into his ear. Oh, come on, Ken.
Don't do what they're doing at home because this is obviously a special doctor who knows what he's
Yeah,
doing.
do it. Don't do it at home. Do it at Starbucks or somewhere in public.
Man, I've never seen that much earwax.
Oh my God. Don't watch it, kids. Turn away.
Why didn't they treat themselves before this? Okay, now they have. Oh, I thought they had it all, but
I
no.
know. Well, is
There's
this another patient?
no. This is just the next level down.
Who is this guy?
There's more earwax. Well, this video was uploaded by Clinique Al Biruni.
Oh, that guy's funny. That guy, I love all his work.
And they're still digging and digging. And I think
Did
once they
you ever
get,
see Biruni's Constipation trilogy?
I haven't, no.
Oh my
Have you?
God.
Have you?
Yeah.
That, oh, now they've changed, Andy. They've changed the tool.
I see it. Yes. They're
using a different tool now. It's more scoop-like.
We're gonna need a bigger boat. We're gonna need a bigger shovel.
We're at the lowest level of earwax
now.
Oh
my God, Kenny!
It's not cool.
How on earth could you be watching this for a second time?
It's no longer light green.
Ken, what are you watching now?
Oh, my wife and daughter are home.
Oh, good. Get them to watch this.
They're going to be so upset that we're not watching Kung Fury.
Oh, they're going to tell them these are outtakes.
We're watching earwax removal videos. You should see this.
Yeah. Bring your wife and daughter in.
They're better than zit popping videos. My wife's asking if it's as good as Dr. Pimple Popper. This is so much better than Dr. Pimple Popper.
You'll never watch another pimple pop.
We're down at the lowest. I think we're at the lowest level of the earwax, and it's dark green. The color is very different, and there's hair.
I think I heard about this one. They find a Cracker Jack prize. I think
really?
There's a little prize. Yeah, there's a little prize in there.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. It just keeps coming. Yeah.
This guy is 3 pounds lighter than he was.
Oh my God.
I know. Don't even look.
It never ends.
Wait, is this a medical condition? Ends. Is there a name for this medical condition?
I'm sure there is, but
I think it's called Oh My God.
And
this guy suffers from a very severe case of oh my God.
Yeah, they're
oh clean. My God. Oh my God, it's like they're digging it out with a shovel. It's like a pothole. It's like pounds of goo. How did this guy survive?
Well, he probably couldn't hear a thing.
Well, that's probably a blessing also.
I have to blame him though, because you can treat yourself for earwax.
Well, maybe he lives in a third world country where I think
they have hydrogen peroxide and camphor oil in third world countries.
I don't know. Some countries, a lot of people suffer from oh my God, and they don't get help.
We live in a third world country. I can go down to the corner store and buy hydrogen peroxide.
Do you think he was just afraid that if he could hear, he might accidentally someday be in a bookstore, some kind of store, and he'd hear your show?
That could have been part of the incentive.
Yeah, oh my God.
Part of his calculation. There's so much weird stuff mixed in with the earwax.
Oh my God.
Now.
It's like digging out oatmeal with a spoon.
It was like hair.
There is a Cracker Jack prize.
Oh, God. Look at that. What was that?
It's a small compensation. It's a little compass.
Okay. Now they've got most of the earwax out.
Oh, my God. Kenny, why would you? Don't watch it.
But now they're going back and they're taking.
I'm begging our listeners not to watch it.
Now they're trying to get out what's left on the vertical walls of the ear canal.
Yeah, you want to get last drop. Yeah. Holy moly.
I'm glad you're so impressed with this.
Why did this guy wait 48 years to go to the doctor?
Yeah, I had a friend like that in fourth grade, only it was his nose. He had all this buildup around his nostril.
He had all this earwax in his nose.
No, it was nose wax.
Oh, nose wax, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you still in touch with that friend?
I'm not, no.
Oh man, you got to go to your school reunion, Ken. You got to see how he's doing.
Well, no, he was there only 1 year in fourth grade.
Yeah,
but
he was on his national nose wax tour.
Oh man, I thought they had all the earwax out. But
oh my God, it never ends.
Because what happened was, Andy, that there was so much earwax that it started looking like the ear itself.
Oh my God, Kenny! Wait, have you really watched this before?
Yeah, look how clean that is now.
What kind of sadist are you?
And now we're looking at all the earwax. They put it all in one place on a paper towel. Oh,
yeah.
And here's the sponsors.
Yeah.
The video. Oh, and it's over. I didn't even get a chance.
Oh, there's more earwax. Now the algorithm is going to feed me earwax videos for the rest of my life.
Yeah, interesting. What is the algorithm going to for you?
The next one is called Earwax from Hell.
Really?
Yeah, it's 16 minutes. What's the next one for you?
It looks like it's a Chinese video, and it looks like natural disasters. Okay, no, there's that's
because you see a lot of those.
Yeah, that's the Washington Monument. Now it's a hailstorm.
This is one of the first non-Ann Margaret videos I've ever been fed by the algorithm.
Oh, no, this is a really cool phenomenon where it's showing the ice on a frozen lake making crazy noises. But I've turned off the sound because I didn't want you and
Well, if you want to watch, do we have time to watch a tsunami?
Well, we only have 3 minutes left. What happened what happened to the idea of taking phone calls?
Well, we don't know. We might be getting lots of phone calls because we're recording this on Sunday. And right. We're nowhere near the phone bank.
Well,
but don't let that discourage you. Just keep calling.
At 201
209
9368.
Yeah, this is in effect a rerun. We're not in the studio, but you keep calling, boys and girls. Don't let that stop you.
Call now because we're going to take one call before the end of the show. We only have 3 minutes left. 201-209 9368.
Are you really going to take a call? Will you really be there to take a call?
I am. Yeah.
You really will? Okay, then. Then our job is done.
Nobody's calling yet.
Well, you don't know that. It's not even happened yet.
It would be great if somebody could call.
Oh, my God. Ken, that would be an amazing show.
We have a call. Andy, we have a call.
Oh, my God. You're so funny. But wait, next week, let's pre-record a show. Give the phone number and let you take the calls.
Well, let's take a call right now. We have a call. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Am I on the air?
Go ahead. Hello.
Hi, thanks for calling. You love the show.
Hey, it's Jeff from Baltimore. I was the one last week who suggested the earwax removal videos. And I wanted to point out, if you want, the best ones are done by Audiology UK. That's their channel. And it's two, like, earwax removal doctors that debate. They're like the Siskel and Ebert of earwax removal videos. It's amazing.
And what did you think of that earwax video?
That one was okay, but it had no commentary. And I like it when they argue with each other and they critique each other's technique.
I never thought about it like that.
But now here's my other Andy. I have a question for you.
To think about.
So your goal is to be jerky during this video, but you could be jerky during a parody. Like, what? Why would you think you couldn't be jerky during the
Top of the
Fury parody?
Legal station identification announcement. Go ahead and say it now.
WFMU Mount Hope, WMFU Mount Rockville, something.
Oh. Ken, that's a great way to end the show.
Close. That's close. It's WMFU Mount Hope.
I like how Pedro says it. WMFU Mount Hope.
You're the funny one, Ken.
Everybody should say it like Pedro. Mount Hope. WMFU Mount Hope.
Who's the funny one now? Radio boy.
Radio boy. Well done, caller. That was great. And we're just about out of time. Stay tuned for 21 Lounge with Don Fleming.
Oh, great. Hey, say hi to Don for me. He produced, along with Scott, he produced our great little marathon record.
And
Ken, what do you think the odds are? What do you think the odds are of you actually airing this on Wednesday?
50-50.
Oh, my God. I know. It's a coin toss. I don't know what to hope for, frankly.
I have to see how the audio came out.
Dear God. All right. I'll be glad. I'll try it again if you want to try it again.
Okay, we are out of time. Thanks,
okay,
Andy.
Brother.
Thanks. Okay. Enjoy Montreal.
Thanks, brother.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
7-second delay is no more. We've done this a couple of times before. Four. well-dressed fancy dandies with Ken and Andy. Join us next week for the final well-dressed fancy dandies for the summer. Andy's schedule up in Montreal is not allowing him to continue the show, so we're going to be taking 12 weeks off. And taking our place beginning on June 10th is going to be Between the Lines, our design show with Jackie. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for 21 Lounge with Don Fleming.
It's a pigeon head.
Oh, God, help us.
Dandies with Ken and Andy.
Oh, God.
Lucky, you and I, lucky girl, lucky guy, and when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak, a lucky rainbow lights the sky. When we kiss, when we sigh, they call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2121 Lounge, right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. We have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night.
Well, I believe in miracles. Where you from? You sexy thing, you sexy thing, yeah. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you sexy thing, you. Yeah. Where did you come from, baby? How did you know I needed you? Did you know I'll give my heart gladly? Did you know I'll give my heart sadly? Yesterday, I was one of the lonely people. Now you're lying close to me, giving it to me. I believe in miracles. Where you from?
sexy thing, you sexy thing, you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you sexy thing, sexy thing, you. Where did you come from, baby? How did you know I'll be the one? Did you know you're everything I prayed for? Did you know every night and day for every day we make love and satisfaction? Now you're lying close to me, giving it to me. I believe in miracles. Where you're from, you sexy thing, you sexy thing. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you sexy thing, you
sexy thing, you.
Where did you come from, baby? And how did you know I needed you? Did you know I'll give my heart gladly? Did you know I'll give my heart sadly? Yesterday, I was one of the lonely people. Now you're lying close to me, giving it to me. I believe in miracles. You sexy thing, you sexy thing, you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you sexy thing. Kiss me, baby. You sexy thing.
Sexy thing, you.
Squeeze me, baby. You sexy thing.
Sexy thing, you.
In the morning, you sexy thing.
Sexy,
yeah, yeah. In the evening,
sexy, sexy.
You sexy thing.
Sexy thing, you.
Really believe in you. You sexy thing. Really believe in you, baby.
No woman, no crying. no woman, no crime. No woman, no woman, no woman, no crime. No woman, no crime. One more time I've got to say, oh little, little darling.